Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby. Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You know what? Hat tip to you, sir. Hell of a weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Just.
Thank you.
Thank an you. Absolute hell of a weekend.
It was good. It's fun. It's a fun ride. I've been told by a lot of people that you can't win college basketball betting the way I do. But plus 34 units on the season, so something's going right at some point.
Something's going right at some point, Paul.
That's just the way I bet. I'm not saying it's for everybody. That's the way I do it.
Hell of a footy weekend, too.
Yeah, footy's the one I was happy about. It's been hit or miss in footy. To have two back-to-back really good days was nice.
Nikki Skates, how are you doing today? Saya?
How we doing? Pretty good weekend. Didn't make a lot of bets, but I went 2-2 on Friday. And then Sunday, it was only really one play that I made. And the Blues.
Blues.
Take the Blues or fucking take the Blues?
No, took the Blues, 60-minute line. Shout out. Thank you, John Hamm.
Thank you, John Hamm.
Pat absolutely hammered it. I think he had $5,000 to win.
Who'd they play?
I don't even remember.
Blackhawks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it was 3-0 win. Never really a sweat. It was just great.
Okay.
Great win.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Cougars won last night?
I believe they did, sir, as big dogs.
Huh.
What happened?
I was told the Rangers don't lose back-to-back.
Who told you that?
Everybody. It's weird.
Well, the Purdue fans were also pissed with your ranking, and they lost.
If they were pissed last week, wait till this week. You got fucking walked by a Michigan State team who couldn't come close to anybody.
Well, I don't know if the buzzer is walked, but...
It wasn't as close as it was. I mean, Michigan State was up from start to finish,
they were.
My friend.
They were. Mitt, how you doing, Pa?
Not good.
Lakers stink.
Yeah.
Hype boys.
Are they going to make the playoffs?
Not a chance. They're done.
They're going to be the 10 seed. They're going to probably lose the play-in game. I mean, we're hoping that they don't, and we're hoping that they fucking win and all that, but not an optimistic Lakers fan right now. Your second best scoring option is Carmelo fucking Anthony right now. It's 2022.
So wait, you're putting LeBron as the number 3 best scoring option?
Fuck no. Who are you putting in what?
Fucking Kent Bazemore, dude.
Jeez. You're an asshole.
I know.
I don't know where I'm at on this.
What do you mean? There's only one side to be on.
I've never really been like a LeBron hater. The only time I hated LeBron is when he left Cleveland and went to the Heat.
No, that was awesome.
Because that was when I was like Celtics.
That was the
Celtics Heat was like peak.
I was honestly a Kobe fan before that. And then I was like, oh shit, LeBron is sweet.
Nick said it. I hated LeBron and then he went to the Heat. And I fucking love that guy because he crushed that stupid city. And then he went back and I hated him again.
Yeah.
See, that was the only, I loved him while he went.
Shouldn't have went back.
When he went back and got him a title, that was sweet.
Well, Kyrie got them that time.
Yeah, Kyrie did.
Yeah.
Kevin Love.
That's just so not true. That's also, yeah, you can't say that because the only one
say
season that they
want,
two,
dude.
Both those two played the finals, they won a fucking championship.
Say whatever. I mean, LeBron has
that's
been
exactly what
LeBron has been playing out of his skin all year this year. As well. This is nothing to do with.
I mean, Lakers fans booing LeBron last night. Boo any fucking other member of that team, but don't boo LeBron. He's averaging 35 basically.
They know, dude. Hey, they know.
A lot of turnovers last night.
Yeah,
they fucking know, dude. We got NBA tonight. They got NHL tonight.
Not a big slate, but there is an NHL tonight.
We do have college basketball tonight. It's not a big slate either, but
we got a couple big.
We got tourneys, so we got some conference tourneys tipping off tomorrow.
A couple big ones tonight.
A couple big like games?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Baylor, Texas is massive.
For Texas?
Just in general. Baylor's fucking
big win this weekend.
Yeah, they're top 3 now.
Top 6 teams all lost this weekend?
Yep.
It's quite a weekend for college ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some wild, weird lines. I mean, USC catching 4.5 at Oregon was the most insane thing I've ever seen.
USC's on a roll.
Yeah. They have been, like, they've been good all year pretty much.
In a few minutes, we got Mr. Sharapan.
Bruh.
What?
Bruh.
Sportsbook Consig.
Bruh.
Is that his thing, though?
Isn't that what he says when he tweets?
Bruh.
Bruh.
He does drop a good bruh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll ask him about
Fuck
it.
Sherpa.
Good hats, good bras.
A lot of... Let me get in the mind of fucking Sharapan.
Good shoes.
See what hat he's going to... Hat jersey combo he's got on today. He's
wearing Warriors yesterday. Who's playing NBA tonight?
I got a guess.
Okay.
Suns?
He's usually not a day after guy, right? He's usually day off. Like, he doesn't celebrate upcoming, the past. Predicting. Yeah, he looks ahead.
Maybe
the Cougars.
Maybe the Leafs.
Maybe a Cougars hat.
Cougars on a back-to-back tonight.
I know. Really? I'm thinking about him, though.
I was thinking Raptors.
As a favorite in Brooklyn? Oh, I guess.
Dude, yeah, Brooklyn Kyrie's stinks.
Well, Kyrie's, you know.
Kyrie went off on
Kyrie
Saturday.
Kyrie could go in. Kyrie could watch the game in the stands.
Eat popcorn.
Rush the mask. Rush the court.
Yeah.
Get some shots up and be fine. But, you know.
Trust the science, dude.
Can't. We'll see where the science goes with this one. Why don't you give Sharapan a call, and we'll see what his thoughts are on that tonight. And then we'll do hockey. We'll do college ball. I got a couple picks tonight. You got a...
Six-piece. I don't know how... like, if you watch the Nets-Bucks game, if that Nets team's healthy and Kyrie can play at home, good luck.
Sure.
I know everyone's infatuated with fucking Harden and Embiid right now. Relax.
Well, they might. They look fucking good, too.
They won't.
I will.
They're not.
You just don't like Jimmy Harden.
They're not deep enough, dude. You can't win a title with two guys and not. It's just they're not deep enough.
I don't know, dude. Tyrese Maxey's been playing really, really good. He had like 26 last night. I'm going to eat my words about that. James Harden has been balling.
Yeah, he's good. But at the end of the day, they're like, I would bet anything that the Sixers will not win the title this year.
All right. Well, let's bring in a...
Where's that from?
Hey, that was on your computer. Yeah.
That was great.
What the fuck, dude?
Don't grab you. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Let's bring in another opinion.
That was sweet.
A man who's on he's on the radio. Sports Grid. Couldn't think of my brain failed.
No. I forgot
the name of Sports Grid for a second. Fucking Bostonian versus the book. I got that fucking done.
He's gonna have some choice words for Gumby too as soon as he gets on
here. Oh, he's wearing a Sixers hat.
Former man who lived his life in the sports book there in many, many different places. Welcome back to Hammer Don, Mr. Dave Sharapan.
I did it. Hammer Don. I put this one on. I wasn't sure what hat to wear, and then I heard Gumpy start to put all this blasphemy on the Sixers. Man, what come are you? On.
Wait, are you like a? Are you like,
don't
hold
do
on.
This.
Are you like
don't,
a college?
Don't take the 2-game bait on the Sixers like they're gonna win the title. Come on.
First of all, there's a Twitter handle called "Did the Sixers Win." Yeah. And they tweet after every – you got to go watch it. They put these videos out. I played a song every week on the Cash Considerations podcast, you know, 10-9-8-76ers. I've been talking about this team for 2 years. They've done nothing but disappoint. This goes back to me loving the Sixers in 1983-84 when they won the title with Dr. J. But it goes back to him being my favorite player because he was Moses Guthrie in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. The original Pittsburgh, you know – they were a movie, but it was a hell of a basketball team. Anyway, Gump, the beard makes them a legitimate title contender, no?
Contender, yeah. I don't think they're not going to get there in the end. That's all I can say. I just don't think they're deep enough. I think losing Curry in that trade was massive, and nobody's talking about that. He's been so good for Brooklyn. If Durant and Kyrie can play, and if Simmons just can play defense, I still think the Nets are the best team in the East, if not the league.
Man, oh man.
Don't you? Are you you're sold on the they are sold the, on two games?
They are they're a 10-cent favorite over the Bucks as far as to win the East and a 60-cent favorite over the Sixers. Those are the top three.
They may be, but we haven't seen that team yet. Okay? We haven't seen this Nets team as constructed altogether yet.
Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant's on the floor. I'm good. He's so good.
The only thing I'll say,
so good.
The only thing I'll say about this is, and I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know who's gonna win or do whatever. But we all said that last year about the Nets, and they lost.
They weren't healthy though. They lost Harden and Kyrie.
Benny Simmons has got a back injury.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like, well, I'd rather bet on what I know than what I don't. And, like, at the price, I don't think there's any real value in it. I'm surprised that some of the books aren't moving the number up and trying to get some Nets money. Who's betting the Nets at this price? Like, nobody's touching them at this price. Now, today, I think you can bet them, right? They're dogs at home today to Toronto. I'm going to go on later with Gabe and Cam, and I'm sure they're going to get mad at me. But I can't believe Toronto's a four-point favorite today against the Nets.
Why? Because they're Canada?
Well, yeah, they're all about the Canadians.
Wait, I'm getting mad at you is the lock of the century.
Yeah, ruffle some feathers.
Mitt, why'd you make that noise, man?
Dave, come on. I think Toronto's a good squad. They've been actually playing pretty well, I thought.
Well, I mean, yes, but recently they're on this road trip, right? Didn't they get whacked down in Atlanta by like 27?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bounce back.
I don't know about laying points on a road right now with this Raptors team, Mitt. I'm just not sure. I'm surprised at the number. But again, I think oddsmakers have had a difficult time pricing the Nets games at home because basically it's a G right. League squad without Durant. Kyrie can't play. But they're getting better, and they're building reps with this team. What's his name? Cam Murray, I believe, is the rookie. Seth Curry is a huge addition to the team.
Massive.
They can beat the Raptors. Getting four at home seems like free money to me. I'm just saying, I think they'd live to win a game. You give me four at home. Last time they were four-point dogs somehow, the gift of the last couple weeks, Sacramento went into Brooklyn and was favored by 4 points.
Jesus.
And Brooklyn won by 15 or 20. I'm not saying Brooklyn's going to win by 15 or 20 tonight, but I think they're live to win the game.
Dave, when you said you were having a hard time figuring out what hat you're going to wear, and then you heard Gumpy talking, did you just have them all sitting in front of you like a college recruit, and then you decide which hat you're going to right before you come on?
So every once in a while, yeah, I mean, I got them close by, okay. And I finished the show with Bostonian versus the book, and I wore this one because, you know, Matt, you guys met, he's from Boston.
Yeah.
So I love to give him a little jab every chance I can get when one of the teams in a league is better than his team. And listen, the Celtics are good. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. They're not going to win no championship, though. They're not even winning the Eastern Conference. What? They might not even win a playoff series.
They'll win
but
one
the
playoff
Sixers
series.
Being hyped up, I had to wear that. But, yeah, I mean, like, you know, the matchup of the night is this one here tonight.
There right? it is. Mm-hmm. Bulls
Old school Bulls.
Bulls.
Plus a 4.5, you lean in that direction?
Of course. This is a really good basketball game that, again, I don't know what to make of either one of these teams, Tony, to, like going forward to win the Eastern Conference. They're actually 1-2 in a conference, yet they are fourth and fifth
yeah.
in the odds to win it all. This is an education game for me tonight. This is what I call it. I'm going to get an education. I'm going to watch this game and learn a lot. Now, the line's going up. If you like the Bulls, you can wait. I'm seeing this number go to 4.5. It might go to 5. If we could get more than 5 or more, I think the Bulls is the right side. I think they keep this thing close. The total, surprising for a Miami game, 222. Usually the Miami games are low-scoring games. Last one went over, I think. I'm leaning under tonight in this one.
You know who the Bulls kind of remind me of the Suns last year as far as the book is treating them and stuff like that?
Oh.
Like, I'm looking at it right now. The Bulls are plus 160 to win the division. Bucks are the favorite, even though the Bucks are 3 games back, and I don't think they give a shit about winning the division. They're just at this point waiting to get in the playoffs. And it's kind of like the same situation we saw with the Suns last year, where the Lakers were behind them, but the Lakers were the favorite to win the division until the very, very end, and the Suns ended up winning the division. And the Suns ended up making the Western Conference, or actually they made the NBA Finals.
Yeah, tremendous analogy, dude.
Thank you, dude.
Paying attention. DeMar DeRozan, what he's doing, like bet his prop over every night. I don't know if the book can make the number high enough. What's he gone over 35 points, but 10 games in a row, some ridiculous thing like that?
Yeah.
The Bulls, they're playing. They got Billy Donovan's a good coach. They're playing. Everybody has their role, right? LaVine does what he does. But they have an alpha in DeRozan. And when he has to get a bucket, he's getting it. They know where the ball is going. I think a lot of teams like this, become hard to bet on because not a lot of people are paying attention. Not a lot of people believe. We saw it in baseball last year. How many games and how many times did you have to get over to hit over the head until you said the Giants were a good baseball team? Mm-hmm,
exactly.
They weren't even favored to win the goddamn division until September, and they were on pace to win 108 games. So I agree with you. I think this we'll learn a lot tonight with the Bulls in the Heat.
While we were talking, I just saw, you know, the FanDuel added a little button under each game where you can see where the money and the spread's at on FanDuel.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Nice
new,
little
new update.
Nice yeah, little interesting up there. Oh, wow. 63% of the spreads on Chicago. 65% of the bets are on Chicago tonight. So, I mean, not a huge public there, just but a little bit of public
bar.
There.
Just need that search.
Oh, how bar. About you know? I know you like us, and you just brought up the Giants. What are we going to bet on in like July, June, or July if this doesn't get figured out, dude?
Derek Jeter just quit today. He just said, to hell with this. You people, nobody's listening to nobody. And the direction of the team is going. Whatever he said, he's just – that's another indicator to me that, like, there's some serious shit going on.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you this, from the book standpoint, you're like – I mean, if I'm in a risk room and I'm thinking, we ain't going to have baseball in April. We're going to have, what, playoff basketball? We're going to have hockey is going to go all the way into
June,
the end of April until we get to the playoffs because of an Olympic break. But it's a little scary. We might have to get some seriously into the golf.
Yep.
We might have to, you know, get back in this cup.
When the NC Dinos play.
The who?
When are the NC Dinos back? Korean baseball. We might have to hop
back
in.
Maybe we'll do that.
Oh.
Before we get to Korean baseball, you like anything else in the NBA before we move on?
I don't want to get in front of Memphis.
No, you know, either,
the number's 8.5, but I think you can comfortably lay that. The game's going over, 237.5. Look at the way those two teams play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it was overtime against Washington, but San Antonio had 300 points scored in the game.
Jesus.
They're not playing defense. They're running. This is what Memphis does. And Memphis is coming in the West, boys. I mean, they're not going anywhere.
Him. I love Ja Morant.
Who doesn't love Ja? He's fantastic. In a really shit game tonight at 5 o'clock, Sacramento's playing Oklahoma City, 5 o'clock Pacific. When two bad teams get together, I always say take the dog and over.
Okay.
Look for OKC to cover that spread. I can't believe Sacramento's laying points on the road. OKC plus the points.
Mitt, are you on any of those or against any of those?
Yeah, I am on Sacramento. And also, I am definitely on the Bulls tonight. I was wondering, are you going to touch the Cleveland Cavaliers at +3? I know Darius Garland's not playing, but I mean, Jared Allen could probably give Kat a good amount of work.
I'm nervous about that game because he's not playing. So I don't know what to make of it. I'm surprised that Minnesota is a road favorite. Last week, you know, there were days where there were more road favorites than home favorites in the NBA. But that's where it's starting to go, Mitt. You got to be sure about not only who's playing now, but if they're not playing to change their position as we get down to, like, you know, 10 games left and stuff like that, I mean, you just got to circle the dog and go. Cleveland's still trying to move, I think, in and obviously Minnesota's trying to stay out of having to maybe play in the play-in. I don't know. It's a hard game for me. It's a pass.
Yeah, we're in that tough spot right before the playoffs where you get to every sport where a lot of teams aren't going to be able to change their position. A lot of teams, they see the golf bag here at the end of the season. What? This is a little weird part of the NBA season. You got to be careful. Tonight on the ice, there's only three games. Anything you're looking at there tonight?
Well, of course. We're always looking at hockey, you know. The first game, right, is Vancouver.
Coovers, baby. Back to back.
I was hoping one of the games was going to be a pick'em because I watched Friday's show, and every time you guys do the coin, I can't get enough of it.
Thank you.
I can't stop laughing.
The coin appreciates your respect and admiration.
Huh.
Well, when Gumpy comes afterward and sums up how the coin is going to go.
He speaks for the coin.
Excellent summary.
He speaks for the coin.
Did you know the Rangers had never lost back-to-back before yesterday, Dave? It never happened in the fucking history of hockey. Cougars plus 125 money line, Rangers on a back to back after the Penguins. Like, what? It's insane.
And the Cougars are dogs today.
Oh yeah,
like it's three in a row. It's five overs in a row. New Jersey is an automatic over team. I there's three games today. This is going to be the theme: the dog and the over. All right, Cougars are winning tonight. Okay. They're better than New Jersey every night. Okay. They're better Halak than them right now. I don't give a shit about this back to back stuff. I'm not buying it.
My only worry is, I mean, Halak plays about once every 3 months. Look,
last time you dogged Halak, he fucking here, put out a shot.
He's not as good as he once was, but he's as good once as he ever was, okay?
I like that.
Thank you. A great poet, Keith-Toby, I believe, wrote that.
That was really good.
Dave, I'm with
Toronto,
you.
Toronto, Washington.
I mean, all the way here. Dogs, right?
You guys don't like the Leafs?
You don't like the Maple Buds?
No, Caps at home. They lost two in a row.
Capitals are dealing with.
Nicky, the Caps are coming off a four-game roadie.
Yep.
And the last game was a loss to the Flyers.
Yeah. Can't have.
How does that recover? Like, that usually results in a win the next time out. They get the Toronto Maple Leafs, who were up 7-2 in a hockey game.
10-7, great
over game. The weekend. It finished 10-7. They were trailing 8-7. At one point, they ended up winning and covering the puck line. Okay. But, they were up 8-7 at one point. Anyhow, they were up 7-2 and almost blew the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No over faith in the Leafs.
Capitals.
Love it.
Tonight. And then the last game, who's hotter?
You wouldn't.
This is the one I struggle with.
Both hot. Both these teams are hot.
The LA Kings?
Fucking Swayman's in that, dude.
Oh, no.
Patrick Swayman?
This is the problem.
From Dirty Dancing?
Like the Kings. Two of the three dogs win tonight in hockey.
I'm on the bees, but I'm sweating it.
Yeah, it's going to be a sweat, and that's why the line is minus 120. It's coming back. The total's 5.5, with under being heavily juiced. It's 2-1, 3-1, or 3-2 is the final. Yep. The game's going under. I think that's the best bet on this game is the total. But this will be another one of those kind of education games for me. There's some guys in from out of town. They want to meet up at the circuit tonight. Okay. I'll probably be down there watching the game a little bit, keeping an eye on it, or I'll probably record it, maybe watch it, you know, late night. But under's the best play. I think the Kings are live. This is an absolute coin flip game, but it's your show, so if you don't do the coin flip, that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. Dave, tomorrow's March. You were in the book for a long, long time. Can you let us know what March is like at the book as far as conference tournaments and then the tourney gets going?
So you always ramp up to it. I fucking loved it. I didn't like it. I loved it. I mean, back in Curacao, this was in the late 90s. It wasn't nearly as big as far as amount of volume of betting. But this week and next week with conference tournaments, it's actually busier because there's more teams in it. Once we get to the dance, it's kind of like ready-made.
Especially the later weekends.
It's a routine. Yeah. But the atmosphere in a sports book, if you haven't experienced it, you need to. There's action every basket. These first to 15 bets are so much fun. My first year was working at the Golden Nugget. And I walked into a conference room where we had two windows, and it was nothing but a March Madness party. And they told me before, you're going to have to work 12 hours. Are you good with that? I was like, yeah, no problem. It was awesome. I walked into a standing ovation. People were waiting for us to get there to open the window so they could start betting. And from the opening tip, even 2 hours before, to the last game going final and cashing those people out, it was 14 to 16 hours of nonstop basketball in that room. And I used to tease people that would come up and bet hockey or bet soccer or something like that during those times. Like, man, is there really other sports right now? Because you guys like to use the word a lot, and I like to use it too. It was electric. It's an electric couple weeks. It's a lot of fun, and I highly recommend doing it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we were out there the year that we actually met you. We were out there during March Madness, and it was It was absolutely awesome. With that being said, you got any? It's not a huge slate tonight. I don't know if you have anything there. If you guys are talking any callers or have any futures or anything like that before we let you go.
Well, I mean, I'll be interested to hear what Gum thinks about a couple of these.
Okay. But
San Diego State is at Wyoming.
Yeah, seems like all the sharps or anyone I respect their opinion likes Wyoming tonight. Are you there, Paul?
Yeah, they're 13-0 at home. Like, they haven't lost all year.
And they're dogs.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, so, I mean, we saw it over the weekend, right? I was out in California watching college softball, but, I mean, I was paying attention to the scores and stuff. All the teams ranked 1-6 lost over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was the craziest weekend. You couldn't ask for anything better as far as the books go, because now really nobody knows shit. I mean, nobody knows it. And you got Wyoming 13-0 at home. Their dogs, sometimes the numbers aren't right. Like, I think, you know, you guys got a lot of people new to betting.
Mm-hmm.
The books don't know anything more than most people do. I mean, there's odds makers that are geniuses, and they're artists, and they put these numbers up, but they make mistakes as well. I'm surprised Wyoming's a dog at home. I like them. Baylor is a favorite at Texas. Mm-hmm. Gumpy, explain this number to me, please.
Texas stinks, Dave. I watched them almost fucking lose to WVU, who hasn't come close to anybody all year. This Texas team, Chris Beard, I don't know what happened, but this ain't it. Baylor just beat Kansas. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Baylor, this is the best Baylor's looked all year right now. Feels like they're ramping up. They're finally getting used to playing without their key players. I don't know. I do not like Texas at all. I've watched a lot of them. It doesn't feel like they got walked by Texas Tech twice, dude.
I know.
Sounds like it's a Baylor stay away for Powler.
No, I'm taking Baylor money line. I'll die with. I love Baylor, man. They won me too much money last year in the tournament that I've lost a fair bit on them this year. But it feels like they're rounded into form. And like I said, I watched Texas against WVU. Like, they don't have guys that can create a shot.
No, they don't. But this is Big 12 basketball, isn't it? Like, this is one of those things I think we have to take with us going forward, not only into the Big 12 tournament, but into the big tournament.
Yeah. If it was three, Dave, like if it was Texas plus three, I could see it, but it's more or less a pick 'em. Like, I watched Texas lose at home to Texas Tech. Like,
well, yeah, that was
Texas isn't, I don't think Texas is top 25. Like, I really don't think they deserve to be top 25.
I agree with you. I think a lot of it is based on pedigree and what Beard did at Texas Tech. And so, you're right. It all makes perfect sense. And then
Texas
at about
will come out,
you know,
and fucking
game starts
win,
at
yeah.
6 o'clock
yeah.
Pacific. At about 7:30 Pacific, you're holding a Baylor -1.5 ticket, and they're down six. Yeah. And you're going, what the hell did I do today?
Yeah,
like that's the one.
Good.
It looks so easy that it scares me, and I'm going, this one I don't get. All right, I should probably be like you and just say, fuck it, bet Baylor money line and live with the result. The last game I'm looking at tonight, UCLA at Washington. Are odds makers not paying attention? No matter what Bill Walton says and calls it the Conference of Champions, the Pac-12.
It's got everybody
UCLA's
making the tournament.
8-point favorite on the road. This thing open 10.5. I don't know if Zhu Zhang's playing. We talked about it with Matt on Bostonian versus the book. I got to take the home dog here, Gump.
Oof. Jeez.
No?
You got anything in that game?
I'm not laying 8.5, but I ain't
Hell no.
I ain't touching the other way. I mean, the late night lines on Saturday, like UCLA was getting points. USC being plus 4.5 at Oregon was the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
How bad is that fucking Oregon for?
It's the worst.
It's the worst, dude.
Why would Oregon be a favorite at all, let alone 4?
Because of that floor. It hurts your eyes watching it. You can't even know where you're standing on the floor when you're shooting it. That's the only reason why. I don't know. I agree with you. Sometimes, again, you see these numbers. I think you tweeted it because I saw it late Saturday. Like, your Gonzaga can't lose. Well, no, they can't lose. They lost to St. Mary's.
They all did. Everyone did.
It can happen. I don't know. It's Washington there or nothing.
Yeah.
You definitely cannot play UCLA in that game.
That's why I think it's going to be somebody. I feel like I don't know why I'm so bullish on Illinois in this tournament, man. I just feel like when it comes down to it, they'll go down low and they'll find a way to win these games. Like, I don't think it's going to be, if you look at the numbers, like, Arizona goes cold and they're out of the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Oh, easy.
Like, Kentucky lost at Arkansas this weekend.
I like Arkansas.
Arkansas's pretty good.
Like, Auburn's done as far as I'm concerned. They can't beat. They lost at Tennessee.
Right.
Like, if I'm looking at picking a team to win this thing, I would lay plus 2,500 with a team like Texas Tech because I feel like if they get hot, they'll go.
Not only if they get hot, but what you got to look at,
they're battle-tested.
One, they're battle-tested. Two, they don't have to make threes to win basketball games.
Exactly.
The teams that have to make threes to win basketball games, to ask them to do it six times in a tournament is very hard.
You're right.
We get here every year. Gonzaga's the favorite, plus 400. I don't care. Gonzaga's not going to beat two or three good teams in a row. They're not, because they haven't done it all year, and they never do. Like, and last year in the final, everybody and their dog was on Gonzaga. Because why?
Exactly. Like, exactly, because you get caught up in what you've already seen, and you're saying it out loud for everybody to hear. There's no value in that bet. You can't bet them, even if you think they're going to win. Just bet them each game and roll it over, because you can't, plus $4 on a team right now after what you just saw over the weekend. Not a good wager.
Like, Illinois still plus 4,000 to win the tournament. Like,
tell you what I decided this weekend. I'm never taking a favorite more than 6 points in college basketball.
Ever.
I lost
ever
on, again. I lost on Mount St.
Just know in the tournament that if there's a favorite of more than six, I'm on the fucking other side. That was my takeaway from this fucking
weekend. I laid 11.5 with Murray State. I never lay that
many
points.
They barely won.
I mean, we live bet them fucking money line. Fucking, but I mean, that 11.5 is so much, especially on the road. Like, I don't know, man. I really feel like it's going to be a dark horse who wins this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot to ask for somebody at those prices to win six games in a row. The way you've never been reminded more that it's a six game parlay essentially to win a national championship in basketball. And a cold shooting night. What about an overzealous officiating crew, boys?
Yeah.
If you get a refereeing crew that's going to call fouls on certain teams, you're dead.
Yeah.
You can't win because the other team's getting to the free throw line.
I mean, don't sleep on – nobody wants to
talk – in the Big Ten may have trouble.
Nobody wants to talk about it. Providence is fucking good.
I saw today.
Like, good. Like, I'm not talking like they're good and – like. They could go, man. Like, they've been walking teams that are very good.
I saw today at 33-1, they were the highest odds ever to win their conference.
Yes, nobody's giving them credit in the gambling community, let alone I think in the national college basketball community.
Not at all. Yeah. No.
First time ever winning the Big East, and hell of a scene.
Well, this on Big Saturday. East. I mean, awesome. You know, and I know this don't isn't the Big this. East. Okay, don't so let's shit. Just let's stop right there.
This don't let him do this. It's not Dave. The fucking, he's been doing it all.
Listen,
fucking
Dave
year.
Knows. Dave don't. Knows this isn't the fucking Big East, dude. He knows. Come on.
It's not the Big East. We know
exactly. But,
it's in the ACC now.
Is the conference final being played at MSG? Actually, I don't know the answer to that question.
The conference is still played at MSG. Yes, it's still the Big East for a lot of people. Just not the Pittsburgh people that grew up with the Big East being the Big East.
No, there's a lot more than that.
Yeah? Sounds personal. That shit sounds
personal. I'm just saying. All right. You got anything else before we let you out of here? Anything you want to get off your chest or anything like that?
No, man. I miss you guys. We had a great time.
Super Bowl was good.
Super Bowl. It was fun to see you. We put all these interviews out. We interviewed everybody. It was a lot of fun.
Book versus Bostonian. Bostonian versus the book. Check it out. Cash consideration. So check it out.
Is Foxy coming in anytime soon? We need to know.
Will you be like in here?
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
No.
I can't. Can't right now. No. We're hot right now.
No. He's no. Don't even. Don't mention.
Nah,
the name.
He was on Michigan State on the weekend.
What time are you on Sports Grid?
Every day, 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern.
Atta baby.
You got this crazy man, Morenci, and Cam and I doing the first couple hours, and I do the last hour with Dane and Scott. So we'll be on there tonight, the rest of the week, and Pleasure seeing you, boys. Hey. Always good visiting.
Hey, tell Morency. Tell Morency his Friday night tweets are undefeated. You can't. when he gets spinning his yarn on Friday night, it is special to see on the
internet. Boy, he gets into that good stuff, and who knows where it goes? Fellas,
all right.
If you have notifications on, you're in trouble.
I think Gumpy does. Hey, good luck, pal. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
The best. See you.
See you, buddy. All right. We covered a lot there. I feel like we should just jump right into what we're doing tonight.
You got it.
Let's start on the ice because there's only three games, and it feels like, Nick, you kind of said some stuff you already like, but let's reinforce it.
Yeah. So Cougars, obviously, you guys know the rules in the show. Got to bet the Cougars.
I think that might be a team ride.
They're a dog.
That's a team ride.
Team ride.
7-3 in their last 10. They've won 3 in a row. They're plus 112 on the money line tonight. It'll be, boys, this is damning.
What are you doing?
It will be their first victory over the Devils.
Jesus, why'd you do that?
Since 2014.
What are you doing?
Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that?
You mean I'd like since to give the fucking, information here.
Since the fucking Sundines were going blue line to blue line? What?
The Sedins?
Son of a bitch.
Matt's
Sundines. What did I say?
Toronto Maple Leaf.
What did I say?
You said Sundines.
No, the Twins, dude.
They are all Swedish. Fucking remember that.
Pens played them in the Cup, dude.
They never did.
No. That never happened. No.
Boston played him in the Cup.
Also a Swede, former Penguin, used to play for the Canucks, former captain of the Canucks. But these are the Cougars, Tony.
I'm on the Cougars.
We jump over to Toronto.
I'm against you in this one, Paul.
Toronto, 5-5 in their last 10, 15-11 on the road. They've won 2 in a row. The Caps, 5-5 in their last 10, 12-15 at home. They've lost 2 in a row, plus 116 at home. Give me the Caps.
Oof, that Caps club's got a lot going on.
Yep.
I'm on them. Give me a favorite in this one.
Yeah, that ain't even the half of it. They got some other stuff going on as well, and I know what you're alluding to.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you guys talk
about? I don't trust them.
I know we're not.
What? Oh, you just said we want to give all the information.
I'm usually always trusting the Leafs.
Okay.
I'm not trusting the Leafs anymore.
Okay.
I love Austin Matthews. Mitch Marner had a big night the other night. His first hat trick, 6-point night. The Caps, they're too good of a team to keep losing.
Okay.
And, we're getting into it here.
And I'm
into it. You got to start winning these games.
The last game of the night, those are two hot teams. I'm going to be sitting out that one.
They are hot. Bruins have won 4 straight, 3 of which have been on the road.
Bruins!
They're also 2-0 to open Western Conference road twins this year. 15-10 on the road overall, while the Kings are 8-2 in their last 10, and they've won 5 in a row.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the goaltending matchup. I like Swayman more than I like Quick
Big
this season.
Slay.
Patrice Bergeron is putting up some numbers this season that are not not just point totals. We're looking at some advanced stats here that are historic. What he's doing at 5-on-5 on the power play.
He always wins the Jordan Staal Award.
The Selke. Yeah, he should probably win it again this year because he's fucking unbelievable.
Hell yeah.
They basically dominate when he is on the ice. I'm going to take the Bruins minus 126 on the money line.
Thank you.
I think it's 126. Maybe 125.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
What?
He's in the ballpark.
This guy? He's fucking...
I saw Jordo calling
out the Big East, doesn't even know where the tournament is.
Well, trust me, you're from fucking Coover, dude. You can't comment on my Big East, okay?
Gumpy, who do you got tonight?
In hockey?
Yeah.
Just the Coovers.
Team, right?
I mean, there's no there's no need for me to bet that Leafs Capitals game.
You hate the Leafs.
What's that?
You hate the Leafs. You heard me.
Syracuse?
I don't need to repeat myself. You heard me.
Syracuse is nice, you say.
The Capitals?
That's what I thought, man.
The fucking Capitals?
Oh, I'm with you, Tony.
Home dogs, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they
just, I hate them with passion, but we don't bet with our hearts here.
I bet with unless fucking a lot of issues going on. Fucking with the team. I ain't touching them.
No, that's against said no war.
Yeah.
No war, no good.
Syracuse in the Big East tournament?
No football schools are in the Big East.
8 hours until March.
Fucking joke.
I'm with you, Tony. Petition to bring back the actual Big East.
Thank you.
Mitt gets it.
Speaking of Mitt, who gets it, what were your basketball picks again for tonight?
We're going to start out here with Cleveland plus 3 at home against Minnesota. We're just thinking that Cleveland's a better team here, hoping that they could even win it outright.
Okay.
We got Toronto minus 4 going into Brooklyn.
Didn't like that one.
I know. I loved this pick when I was putting it in, but Now I'm kind of scared. I'm still riding with it.
Stick to it.
Yeah, we're sticking with our guns. And then I got Charlotte, plus 10.5. I'm getting back on Charlotte here.
Okay.
Last time I went against
you, they fucking smoked you.
Yeah, they won by like 25. It was unbelievable.
Kelly Olynyk walked them off yesterday, dude.
I know. That was embarrassing.
See the, see the first guy there to celebrate with him?
Fucking Luka Garza.
Yeah, dude. It was so hype.
Good teammate.
Pretty hype. Olynyk and Garza is about as hype boys.
You wouldn't know about that.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, that team's going to be in the playoffs. So Charlotte plus 10.5 here. They did just lose to the Detroit Pistons, one of the worst franchises in the NBA. Wow. So hopefully they're going to bounce back tonight. Give them 10.5, Tony. Come on.
Giving
them way too much.
Jesus.
And then we got Oklahoma City plus 5 at home against Sacramento. Both these teams. Okay. Kind of an even matchup here. I don't know why OKC was getting 5 at home, so I took that. And then, actually, I added this one on. When we were talking to good old Sharapan, under 222.5,
fucking Sharapan.
Of the Chicago-Miami game. Both teams play great defense.
I appreciate you, Mitt. I agree.
Good picks.
Good picks, dog.
Good picks, Mitt.
All right, thanks. I got stumbled up there for a second.
No.
You're good.
It was just the way you said Sharapan made me think of the way fucking Morency says fucking Sharapan.
Fucking Sharapan.
College ball tonight. I got 2. You got 6. Why don't you start us off?
Give me the UMass Minutemen plus 2.5 at Fordham. Road team covered 4 straight in this matchup. Dog covered 11-15, my friend.
Okay, keep going. Do one more.
Ooh, they got fucking smacked on Saturday. But
what are you talking about?
8.5 is too much. I'm taking the orange plus 8.5 at UNC.
UNC, that was one of the win. I know I have a great weekend, but that one, them against NC State stinks. Right,
they're playing good ball, but dog in this matchup covered 4 or 5.
I am taking Charleston. Plus the 5.5 at Hofstra. You on the other side?
No, not touching old Hofstra on this one.
Charleston's 4-0 at ATS in their last 4 overall, 7-2 as an away dog, 8-3 as a dog overall. Hofstra 3-7 ATS their last 10, 1-7 ATS as a favorite, 0-7 ATS as their as a home fave, and I like the matchup. So I'll take the pup plus the 5.5 tanked.
All right. I'm laying 5.5 with Texas Southern. At home versus Alcorn State.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what to do with that one.
Texas Southern won 9-10, and they're 6-1 at home. So I'll lay the 5.5 there. Like we talked about, I'm taking the 2 with Wyoming at home. 13-0 at home.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I'm just not going to do it. Another huge game that I'm on tonight, and another pup. I'm going to take the 3.5. You want to give me 3.5 points with Maryland Eastern Shore? I will. Oof, okay.
Jeez.
You want Morgan State?
Nah, or? This is another fucking big matchup I'm not touching.
huge matchup. Maryland Eastern Shore, the Meds, the Mezzes.
UMed. Yep. They're good. I bet on
how I like this year. That's how I like to say. They're 11-2-1 ATS on their last 14 road games, 6-2-1 ATS their last 9 overall. Morgan State's 0-4 ATS, their last 4 is a fave, so. Oof. Give me a Maryland Eastern Shore plus the 3.5.
Baylor money line.
Okay.
Favorite in this matchup is 1-4 straight. Longhorns, 2-5 ATS, last 7 home games. They covered 1-5 overall. I mean, might be a fucking, might get smacked for this one. I can't get over the eye test of what I saw from Texas on Saturday and what I saw from Baylor on Saturday. Just complete opposite.
I like it. I'm not taking it, but I like it.
And then give me Jackson State plus 4.5 at Prairie View. I like Prairie View, but they are a lot better as a dog than they are a favorite. They're 1-4 ATS, last 5 is a favorite. 2-5 ATS, their last 7 is a home favorite. And the Tigers have covered 5 of 7 as a road dog.
Okay, so I am on Charleston plus the 5.5 and Maryland Eastern Shore plus the 3.5.
I got Jackson State plus 4.5, Baylor money line, Wyoming plus 2, Texas Southern minus 5.5, Syracuse plus 8.5, UMass plus 2.5.
Boost tonight is Texas Tech and UCLA to each win by 11+. We're not on that. Baylor to win and to score 70 I hate it's plus 220. I don't that. Like to go over.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
The NHL boost is Bruins, Devils, and Leafs all to win. You're not on that because you don't like two of those games.
Nope.
All right, so no boost. You know, some will say that the UFC boost didn't hit. But, I mean, the guy did win in the first round, and we knew that was going to happen. So
I literally said he was going to win in the first round.
Bobby.
Islam?
No, Islam.
Beat Bobby Green.
The UFC boost technically did not hit Bobby Green, but Gumpy did say,
yeah, I
mean, knock it or lock it in, first round knockout.
We talked about it for 12 minutes, how the guy was fighting just on 3 days rest.
Slips. It was, yeah. Come on. What are we talking
about? I was looking, it popped up on the screen who was FaceTiming right now, so I was distracted by that.
I didn't see
that. Certain insider was.
Oh, he's
calling it.
Scrumming around the city right now. Looking for someone to have a fucking drink with.
Need a drink!
Where did I get a fucking beer around here?
So I was distracted. Nick, you're right. I did not hear anything anyone said. I thought about, should we answer?
No, it was Mitt just
looking right through.
Oh, Mitt said things?
Christ.
Okay, that's on me. Is there a footy tomorrow, though?
Yeah, Leicester champs? Draw no bet versus Burnley. That's no not champs, champs league.
That's not champs.
Burnley's been playing better, but you get... Leicester -120, draw no bet. I like that. And then, I mean, the rankings. Jeez.
Let's do it.
It was tough this week. Honorable mention has got a little bit longer as we're entering the tourney. I feel Marquette. Like there's some teams we're talking about. Marquette, it's...
did you put the Racers into the top 16 yet?
Who's that?
I mean, they didn't cover the 11, but...
They've been in there.
Okay.
So honorable mention, Illinois...
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, I left them out. Fucking everyone leave me alone now. UCLA, Murray State.
No, I'm saying Murray State should be in the top 6.
I can't do that. After that. Houston's in there. UConn and Marquette.
Okay.
16. Very lucky to be at 16. Purdue.
Love it.
They were at 11 and they lost at Michigan State, and Michigan State been getting spanked by everybody. I'm sorry. That's where they're at.
Okay.
Houston 15, won 4 straight, 24-4.
Okay.
USC won 9-10. Their only loss was at Zona. I like USC at 14. Arkansas is in. 13.
Arkansas's good fucking.
They've won 13 of 14. Big win over Kentucky. They're at 13. I cannot keep Tennessee out. They're at 12 after beating Auburn.
You know, you saying all this might makes me want to bet the SEC to win the national championship. Go ahead, continue.
Villanova lost to UConn, so they're at 11 now. Wisconsin's won 4 straight over Indy, Michigan, Minnesota, and Rutgers. I like them at 10. Texas Tech lost at TCU, so they fall to 9.
So Jamie Dixon's boys got a good squad.
What?
Jamie Dixon's boys TCU sometimes.
Yeah, they do. They do play well at home. Providence.
Yeah.
At 8. They're 24-3. They've won 11 and 12.
Congrats on winning the East.
A lot of people have Auburn higher than this. I think 7 is more than fair. Okay. They've lost 3 of 6. As far as I'm concerned, Auburn is dead.
Okay.
Kentucky lost at Arkansas. I still like them at 6. I think they could still win this thing. Kansas lost at Baylor. They're still at 5. Duke at 4. They've won 11 to 12. Mm-hmm. Maybe could be higher. Some people might have them higher. I do not. I got Baylor at 3 after beating Kansas. Okay. If they beat Texas tonight, they're back. If they lose to Texas, probably in a bad spot. Arizona at 2. They got crushed at Colorado. If anything, I would consider maybe if you'd like Duke at 2, Arizona at 4.
Okay.
Just because Colorado's bad.
Yeah.
It's one thing to lose, but get
there's a lot of bad losses this weekend.
And then I have to, everybody lost, so I have to leave Gonzaga at 1. I mean, they lost to fucking St. Mary's, dude.
Congrats, though, to Providence on winning the Little East.
Jesus Christ.
That name.
He's not wrong.
It's a good name.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitt. Good list.
Don't have to put things, don't have to put things down to put other things up, you know?
You're right. The medium-sized East?
No, it's actually called the Big East still.
Just saying. Just saying. Anything else?
From you?
son of a bitch. I'm fucking done.
Good list.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Compy, how many teams from...
we have a Rothstein update on how many hours till
9 March. 9 hours. I fucking said it 10 minutes ago.
No, it's only 8 hours till March.
Is it?
Yeah, actually 7 hours and 50 minutes right now.
There you go. What are you saying, Matt?
How many Little East teams were in your Sweet
16? All right, let's not. He had UConn as an honorable mention, and Providence was in. And was Villanova in?
I don't know. I'm trying. I'm looking at the standings here to see if Lakers are in the playoffs.
Oh, shit. Oh. They're not.
Technically, they're in the play-in.
We'll be back tomorrow. Can't come back from that. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.